You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay. Nationals blow, Tigers are good. There's your game recap. We'll see you for game two in front of an audience of dozens.
Well.
No, honestly.
Did you see the home run?
No, the Tigers beat good teams. They murder bad teams. And the Nats, they could have played three games today where one ticket bought you all three, and they wouldn't fill the lower bowl of this place.
No.
I have not seen a game this year outside of the Colorado-Florida game that made the rounds in media with pictures. Rico, there might have been 500 people there.
Because a lot of times people take the photos and, you know, people are still getting there.
No.
It's not.
No.
We're in the sixth inning.
If you that were going to be there, stadium was emptier than Malik Beasley's bank account. So why don't we just jump in?
Boop, 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 boop.
Not my problem. I'm not the one who stiffed my barber for $36,000. Let's talk about this for a minute because I had none of this on my bingo board at all. I also want to shout out the intrepid local reporters who managed to, in 48 hours, paint the complete picture of Malik Beasley's entire life down to the most minute detail, but can't be bothered to do anything with the University of Michigan scandals. Just wanted to say shout out. Great work, guys. Really doing the Lord's work. So here we go. I want to read this to you, and you just, what on earth should be the title of this?
Okay.
Malik Beasley has made north of $60 million as an NBA player. Well, reports by ESPN, by the local newspapers, Beasley sued by New York's Hazan Sports Management Group April 20th. That breach related to mispayments on a $650,000 cash advance. They're seeking $2.5 million of relief. Court records show that's not the only lawsuit filed against Beasley. He's been sued twice by a rental property in Detroit in 2025 alone. He faced two lawsuits in 24 in Milwaukee County Court for $60,000 awarded to the plaintiffs. He's also under a federal investigation for unusual gambling. Meanwhile, amongst all this, the Pistons were ready to go 3-42 for him. But wait, there's more. Second prize is the steak knives. Records from Detroit's 36th District Precinct show he owed... What is this? Sued by Paperclip Properties for non-payment, $14,000, March 6th. Didn't have the decency to show up to the hearing. Got dismissed the 31st. Paperclip sued Beasley again June 3rd. Non-payment of rent, this time for $7,300. Once again, Beasley couldn't be bothered to show up. The case is ongoing. That's also a subsidiary of Bedrock, owned by someone you may have heard, Dan Gilbert.
Is that the apartment that he had?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Two separate lawsuits filed against Beasley on September 18th of 24 by Milwaukee area dentist Hassan Al-Shihabi of Delicate Smiles. You know, it wasn't delicate. The amount of money he owed him, $34,000 to your dentist? How about $27,000 to your barber? How many haircuts and how expensive? You couldn't pay the guy? What? Best part, a garnishment notice for both rulings placed on Beasley February 7th, meaning the payments are coming out of his Pistons paycheck. He's sued by a moneylender involving South River Capital. Sued Beasley in Baltimore County Court, awarded $5.8 million in damages. Lawsuit was filed while he was playing with the T-Wolves. Look, the cliff notes is Malik Beasley don't pay nobody. There's your cliff notes. Whether it's a house, his teeth, his hair, cash advances, take, I don't pay nobody. How on earth?
See,
but boy, when you now are under investigation for federal gambling, look, you said it off air, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, but it makes you go, okay, you get no benefit of the doubt. And how are you stiffing your barber?
See, that led me
30
to,
grand in haircuts.
It leads me to think, what, Mike, it wasn't just haircuts. I don't know. Let me preface it and say it loud for the people in the back. I don't know. But when I see these numbers, it sounds, feels like, looks like, maybe, could be, he was trying to go into business with them, doing something, and these people put the money up front thinking, Beasley's got my back, and he didn't, and now they're on the hook.
But the problem is, you're not going to get a wage garnishment for that. That would be fraud or a violation of a business operating agreement, Rico. Like, when you are sued,
right,
and they garnish your paycheck because you ain't paying for the fresh fade.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Come on, man.
I don't know if a barber, because it's, look.
How do you owe 26 grand? How many haircuts? How many, you get your haircut every 3 days, you're always in here with a fresh fade. Come on, just do.
Barbershops are a cash business, so I don't know how you accumulate that at all,
David.
I don't even
it's
if
it's a celebrity
what kind of
barber
tab you're running down at your barbershop.
Even if you're getting a $500 haircut because you just the one that gets me is the dental service, because I gotta think that the NBA in the collective bargaining agreement has a dental plan that you just simply walk in there and say, here you go. Here's my, it's Delta of whatever.
But like, Malik Beasley doesn't walk around like Paul Wall. What are you dropping 36 grand at the dentist for? Man, his teeth ain't that nice. Like, what are we doing here?
Unless you spent your entire life chewing on sugar cane and all your teeth have fallen out. I don't understand this at all, because once again, you're in the NBA. Okay. There's certain things, Mike, that, yeah, here at Odyssey, something happens, you got dental insurance. You're in the NBA. You make millions. This tells me there was something else going on, because I don't know how you get that many haircuts.
Dude, you can just say the quiet part out loud. No, here's what's going on. He's a terrible human being. Full stop. This amount of lawsuits, this amount of bills due, this amount of stiffing people not showing up.
Sounds like he wasn't paying the rent. And I think every time it was like, hey, Malik, we need our money. Oh, I'm good for it. I got you. See me next week.
I'll tell you, it feels like maybe the Pistons dodged a bullet here. I'm just trying to be nice about it.
Well, put it this way. I think that even if they had signed him, it would have been null and void, because I'm sure it was some type of morality clause. Yeah, why don't you go fix your life, but we're not paying to fix your life.
I mean, it's one thing if you're Sean Blimp, and you got like 8 kids from 7 women. That's bad enough.
Some people they can't manage money. And it's one of those, you could take the boy off the streets, but you can't take streets off the boy. It seems like to me, he doesn't look past 5 minutes. He seems like the type that's got to have the best car and the best clothing and the best looking girl. And he's a show. Everything about him is a show, but he's not paying for that show. And people... unfortunately, he takes advantage of people who give him things, and then they're like, well, you're going to pay me for that? Yeah, I'll see you next week.
I just can't. I couldn't believe the article. And in 48 hours, every detail. I just, look.
Yeah, when they said, the federal thing is the least of his concern, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
He made $59.9 million in his career. You can't pay your barber. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, please.
I'm just wondering. I just assumed.
It makes you question things.
I'm like, okay. Yes, it does. I mean, because everything in his life kind of feels like shady. I just was like, are you in business with your barber? Because it's a cash business. So it's like the corner drugstore or gas station suing you.
But they're not going to garnish his wages. You don't get that in cash. Like a wage garnishment doesn't show up in a Mickey D's bag like Correct. Tennessee football.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. What did you purchase from your barber?
I think he's paying his barber to be on retainer, to be available whenever he needs him. But I also think there may be some... He's taking care of his whole family to be cut by this guy. Because that price is just like... It doesn't make sense to me.
But bottom line, he's not here. And there's no way knowing what you know now, even if you want me to believe the Pistons had no clue, which I refuse to accept. The teams are like the CIA. They know everything. They know who your groupies are. They know what's up. But even if you want me to believe, if you want me to suspend disbelief that they had no clue about this dude's money problems, even now, you can't sign this guy.
See, I don't think that they knew it was this deep. Because, yes, Mike, the NBA and all of these leagues can do a deep dive when they feel it's necessary. I don't think that they thought it was necessary.
When you're handing someone $42 million.
In the NBA? No, because that's okay. That's yes. If I'm doing a $240 million, yes. $40 million is cheap.
Rico and I, you know what? Rico and I are walking on opposite sides of the street. Fine. But I'm sorry. I'm not letting the Pistons off the hook with that.
I'm not paying them $100.
I understand. But you got, once again, in the NBA, $42 million, not a lot of money. NHL, a lot of money.
Hold on. I know what you're saying because of the contracts that you see now with SGA and Jaren Jackson, but $42 million is still a lot of money for a business to hand out. It's still a lot.
It is, but I think it was one of those that no one thought maybe we should really go and do a forensic study on everything that he's doing.
And look, look, they still signed the dude and they knew he was a bad guy. Correct. Which is what's always made me laugh, too, is how this town hangs off his ding-a-ling. The whole point is the guy pointed a gun at a family. The guy left his pregnant wife. The guy, not a good dude, right? And it's the same thing we talked about it. Like, I'll still take Aroldis Chapman. I know he's a bad guy, but he can help me. But, like... Holy hell, this guy wasn't doing anything right.
Right, but it's like you just said, if you can help me win, maybe I look past some stuff. Because
you can
make threes.
Now he's not here, and now they signed, as I told you they would, the dead body of Duncan Robinson.
He's not dead.
He's dead.
He's not dead.
Can't beat Len Bias in a game of one-on-one. He can't guard anybody. No, he can't. Rico, he didn't play for the Heat in the playoffs. He was not a feature of fourth quarters. He wasn't a feature in no quarters. I'm telling you, this is my spite offseason for Trajan Langdon. Good. Show up at your press conference half asleep and tell me about getting better in the margins and we like our guys. Hey, is Schroeder here? No. Is Hardaway here? No. Is Malik here? No. What did you do? Caris LeVert? And the worst sign and trade I've ever seen for Duncan Robinson. Pat Riley needed a wet wipe to get that guy off the roster. and Pat's 85. I mean, honestly, what an offseason.
No.
And we're going to talk about that.
Very
but
underwhelming.
I want to get to the people. I was just shocked at the depth of this. Also, eye roll. Shocked at how quick the media got the story.
Now, that one, you left me speechless with that. You're like, yeah, it's funny we got that, but we still don't know a bunch of things. We know nothing about Michigan, nothing.
We don't know anything about the guy who shot Trump. May as well just be a fake character. Don't even know a thing about him. Oh, but in 48 hours, we know what Malik spent at Costco.
We also know, and one detail you didn't say was, I believe the dental lawsuit was, he was served in New York during the series.
In the playoffs.
Yes. Then he scored 6 points that night.
Once again, what are you doing? Like, if it was a car dealership, I could understand because, all right, you have a Rolls Royce.
I like Rico going, wait. The dentist, where you live and everyone associated with you, no. But here's where I draw my line. The car dealership.
No. Because you have dental insurance. You play in the NBA.
Look, man.
You have insurance. You're paying nothing out of pocket.
Here's the other question I want to ask the people. And for those of you that are going to be offended by this, good, be offended. I don't care. You have a right to be offended. I have a right not to care. Does reading this article make you really question the gambling thing? Yeah. Seems like, feels like, sounds like. Because desperate people do desperate things, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't have the proof. I don't have an individual play. But everybody was talking about how bad he was in the playoffs. And previous to this article being released, I just said, look, I'm not going to correlate the two. Because role players can be bad in the playoffs. But man, when you start reading this, he's getting served in the playoffs. This guy owes everyone, everything, all the time. Man, what are you doing taking cash advances when you make $59.9 million? I'm just asking the question. No proof. Does it make you doubt? Because I'm man enough to tell you,
absolutely makes me doubt a lot of things because, you don't know how to handle your money. You're constantly robbing Peter to pay Paul, except for you were a millionaire. So, no, you get no benefit of the doubt from me. I don't understand this. It's almost like your life's a get-rich-quick scheme.
Crazy. And they were about to sign him for $42
million. Yeah.
And he blew that.
And anybody who questions anything that he does, I can't be mad at you. I really can't because, you start looking at things and plays and you're like, wait, huh? And now it's like, okay, well, maybe you needed the money.
You want to stay away from it, you don't want to speculate, I respect that. But I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that once I read this, I go, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. And obviously, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. But man, you start looking around and going, all right, how would you work your way out of this when you're not paying cash advances? You can't even pay your damn barber. You can't pay your dentist. You can't pay your rent. Rico's over here talking about car notes. I mean,
no, I'm just saying.
I'm kidding.
No, but it would make more sense. Okay, he got a Bentley and they let him. A haircut?
Look, I lean on you. You get your hair done every 15 minutes. My God, what kind of tab would you even be able to run?
My cousin does my hair, but apparently he's cutting the wrong people.
248-539-9797, the full report, debt news, or free.
That ain't even all that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
We're going to get to your phone calls coming up next.
Hey, rocking a Jerry Curl, maybe. Okay. Soul Glow.
Leave it alone. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.